Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Siski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Siski. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keene moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeLock moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it and throws to home to get DeLock. Pearsall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Zernial moves to third. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zernial scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to third. Virgil moves to second. Bob Hazel pinch hits for George Siski. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and picks off Hegan. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Consolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Mofford now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo strikes out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2. Red Sox, 2. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowling is walked intentionally. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Stevens reaches second base with a double. There goes Pearsall trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into Bowling, who relays the ball to Hegan, who tags Pearsall, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford is 0-for-0 in the game. Mofford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen bunts towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett is walked intentionally. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams pinch hits for Ted Lepsia. Billy Heft now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Billy Klaus pinch runs for Ted Williams. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. White scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.